tomb number 4. Coming out from tomb number 3, we see right next to it a second tomb with atrium, an Adorian peristyle, the tomb number 4. This tomb is accessible through a step dromos with 13 steps. The step dromos was partly covered with stone slabs. Enter into the tomb. Right opposite the dromos lays the burial chamber, with niches for simple burials, which communicates with the eastern portico. Some other shaft tombs were excavated under the porticos. Westwards of this central complex, a big tomb was excavated, with a dromos and a large burial chamber, in which were hewn 10 niches and a child's tomb on the floor. The chamber was badly damaged due to quarrying, but the tomb was discovered intact, and some gold jewels were found in it. This tomb was only used during the Hellenistic period. Here, the Dorian entablature, that is to say the metopes and triglyphs, is to be seen above all four porticos. In this case, the western portico is different, as it is supported by square pillars instead of columns that have the other three porticos. Near the entrance lies the well, which, as we have said in the previous tomb, has a ritual but also a symbolic purpose. The reason that tombs were built in this way, that is to say with a peristyle atrium, is that they wanted to resemble the structure of residences. The tomb is the residence of the dead, hence it should be structured like it. They also believed in life after death. Residences during the Hellenistic period were built in this way, with an internal court and rooms around it. One of these residences is the House of Dionysus that you can see in the archaeological park of Katapathos. Two small pillars are still saved, and they also maintain the red colour which was used for the decoration of the tomb. They belong to a vaulted tomb, which was badly damaged through quarrying. The small pillars constitute more humble funeral monuments than the burial plates and were simply bearing the name and origin of the dead. The atrium was possibly covered, closed, that is to say, on the upper side, because above the entablature there is something that looks like a base, where probably the beams for the roof were laid. The dead were transported to the site of the necropolis in order to be buried, most likely in wooden coffins, or simply placed on a deathbed. There is no evidence for the discovery of sarcophagi in these tombs. In any case, the marble sarcophagi were often used in wealthy burials, and many of them were discovered in the region of Paphos. You can see some sarcophagi in Paphos Museum.